Do you ever find yourself in a hurry, in need of a vacation? You don't want to quit your job. You know the work will be there when you get back, but you love a good break every once in a while, right? A nice vacation. I recently read a book by Tyler Staton about prayer. He connected stillness before God to a vacation for our hearts, which of course I had to fact check. And what I found was that the Hebrew phrase for be still and know is translated vacate et sire in Latin. And of course, vacate is where we get our modern word for vacation. So Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God, is an invitation to take a vacation from your worries and your fears. Jesus gave a similar invitation, right? Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me, he says. I'll help you hit the pause button. I'll help your heart in your mind, take a vacation. The promise is not that your troubles will disappear. He never says that circumstances will always be good. What he says in many places is more like, in my presence, your spirit can get a vacation from the noise. No travel agent required, no plane tickets needed. Jesus is the ultimate all-inclusive vacation destination for your spirit. So today, be still and know. Vacate et sire. Take a moment, come to your Lord, and give yourself a spiritual vacation.